Tonight's Boys Golf Sports Report for Tuesday, April the 21st, are brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. It was a fairly busy night in boys golf on Tuesday night. We did have five of our area teams in action. We'll start with the Carroll Tigers as them and Perry headed over to Boone to golf at Cedar Point. It was Carroll finishing second. They would golf a 166 on the day. Boone won it with a 155 and Perry would finish in third with a 195. Moyer Oberding and Wyatt Regaler both golfed 40s for the Tigers to lead Carroll. Oberding had two birdies and two pars, while Regaler had five pars. Weston Bogue finished up with a 41 with four pars, and Grant Wilkin had a 45, adding one par. Bodie Cook had a 50, and Carson Schultes would golf a 51 for the Tigers. Now, Austin Mock of Boone was the medalist. He golfed a 38 on the day, as did Mason Osternink. He finished up with a 38 as well for Boone, earning runner-up medalist honors. We move now to a matchup up at Twin Lakes. It was originally scheduled to be East Sac County along with Glidden-Ralston at South Central Calhoun, but similar on the girls' side of things, Glidden-Ralston did not have enough golfers due to the FFA convention going on this week, so they did not attend. It ended up being a Twin Lakes conference matchup at Twin Lakes Golf Course, with South Central Calhoun knocking off East Sac County 152-160. Now, Caleb Gaffney for South Central Calhoun finished up as the medalist. He would golf a 36. He had two birdies and three pars on the day. Runner-up medalist honors went to Charlie Natras, who also golfed 36, as those two have been neck and neck pretty much all season long. Natras would finish up with seven pars. Noah Hendricks had a 40, as did Carson Shaver for South Central Calhoun. Hendricks had four par and Shaver with five par. Hallis Steig had a 42, and Oliver Stahl finished up with a 54. For East Sac County, Kaysen Schrader finished up with a 37, just missing out on those medalist and runner-up medalist honors. He had one birdie and four pars. Zach Jacobson had a 40 with three pars. Mark Brotherson had a 41 with two pars. And Jacob Hedrick had a 42 with two pars. Emmett Lahr had a 43, and Kane Gullett would finish up with a 49. ICAM Manning hosted Tri-Center at the M&M Golf Course. The Wolves picked up a victory, golfing a 169. Tri-Center would finish up with a 172. Ashton Ahrenholtz earned medalist honors. He golfed a 37 on the day, having three holes with a 3 and four holes with a 4. It was at Jack Mullen with a 41. He had five holes where he golfed a 4. Jack Rieselman golfed a 44 with one hole with a 3 and two holes with a 4. And Leighton Lorenzen finished up with a 47, having two holes with a 4. Carson Lorenzen had a 51 and Cale Renzi a 53. Now, Kai Sunderland of Tri-Center was the runner-up medalist, golfing a 39 on the day. Audubon traveled down to Underwood down at Quail Run. Underwood just had a fantastic day. They tore things up on their home course, golfing a 157. Audubon had a strong day with a 172, but ended up losing that duel. Aiden Kiergaard was your runner-up medalist. He led the Wheelers with a 39 on the day, finishing with six pars. It was Sully McLean golfing a 43. He had a birdie and two pars. Henry Burr had a 45 with three pars, and Ryan Hermanson also with a 45, adding three pars. Hudson Hooker finished with a 50, and Landon Yeager a 54 for the Wheelers. Owen Fletcher of Underwood was the medalist. He would golf a 38. And that is a look at what happened in boys golf. Again, if you missed anything during the recap here, you can find everything typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.